The Sudbury Wolves were back at home on Friday night against the London Knights, with 4,753 screaming fans packing Sudbury Arena in hopes of seeing the Wolves snap a four-game losing streak. Before the game, Wolves owner Dario Zulik presented the NEO Kids Foundation with a check for $22,000. Neither team could find the back of the net until Dalibor Vorsky scored his ninth goal of the season for the Wolves to give Sudbury a 1-0 lead at the 8:27 mark of the first period. With just under 5 minutes remaining in the opening, Sudbury increased its lead to 2-0 with the help of Nathan Villeneuve scoring his fourth goal of the season. At 18:01 of the first, Jacob Julian got London on the board, his seventh of the season, to pull the Knights within a goal, making the score 2-1 for the Wolves. Just as the period was coming to an end, Quentin Musty scored his sixth goal of the season to restore Sudbury's two-goal lead, making the score 3-1 after a high-scoring 20 minutes. Moving on to the second period, at 7:49 Gibril Touré scored his third of the season to give Sudbury a three-goal lead, making the score 4-1. The Wolves were not done, as just over halfway through the middle frame coach Adelic notched his eighth of the season to give the Wolves a commanding 5-1 lead in this contest. With 4:52 remaining in the period, Musty scored his second of the game and his seventh of the season to increase the Wolves' lead even further, making the score 6-1 with 1 period remaining in the game. Just 47 seconds into the third period, Sam Dickinson scored his fifth of the season for the London Knights to make the score 6-2 for Sudbury. There was no more scoring until the 11:40 mark of the final period when David Goyette for Sudbury scored his eighth of the season to make the score 7-2 for the Wolves. At 13:14 into the period, Chase Coughlin scored another for the Wolves, his fourth of the season, making the score 8-2 for the hometown Wolves. Quentin Musty would complete the hat trick with 4:51 remaining in the game to make the score 9-2 for the Wolves, which would be the final score in this one. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves snap a four-game losing streak and now hold a record of 11 wins, 9 losses, and 1 overtime loss on the season. The team sits third in the OHL's Central Division, and 12th overall. The Sudbury Wolves next take the ice on the road in Oshawa against the Generals on November 26 with a scheduled start time of 6:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.